USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices are continuing to rise, going up again over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg on just how much we can expect the price at the pump to increase.
The gasoline pump price run-up did continue. We have another 10 cents more in the price. The new price is $3.77 for regular. And it's been rising for 15 weeks now. It's up 59 cents since early January.
Lundberg says the unrest in the Middle East and Ukrainian targeting of Russian oil infrastructure is helping to aid in the instability of the crude oil market. Tennessee police are continuing to investigate after at least two people are dead and six others are injured after a shooting at a Memphis block party. Police saying hundreds were gathered at the party at Orange Mound Park on Saturday when officers responded to emergency calls and found two men dead at the scene. Police are continuing to look for the suspects. Some House Republicans are extremely angry with Speaker Johnson, who works with Democrats and does not include money for U.S. border security in the $95 billion aid package. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Now, some Republicans in the House, furious with Johnson for working with Democrats to get this all passed. Here's Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, followed by Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I'm frustrated that there was zero border security in the bill. But let's be very clear. That border bill, H.R. 2, that was voted on today, will have no force of law, was not part of the package, was done as a cover vote, and gave cover to five Democrats who voted for it. It's mind-bogglingly stupid to have put that on the floor.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where preliminary voting could take place as soon as Tuesday. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Senate recently dismissed all impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which House Republicans had brought forward alleging that the ongoing illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border is a result of Mayorkas deliberately neglecting his duty to secure it. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox Sunday Morning Futures and says he's disappointed in the move.
Where they're supposed to close the door, they open the door. They're doing the exact opposite of what's required every single time. Look, Alejandro Mayorkas is not a restaurateur whose job it is to invite as many people in as possible. His job is to serve as the gatekeeper. He's not keeping the gate.
You'll be able to use E15 gas this summer. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A national emergency waiver has been granted for the sale of E15 gasoline throughout the summer season. The EPA announced the issuance of the waiver on Friday, citing its aim to alleviate pump pressures stemming from the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. Previously, certain regions faced limitations on selling E15 gas during the summer months.
An investigation is continuing in Chicago after a police officer was shot over the weekend. The Chicago Police Department saying the 30-year-old officer was returning home after his shift when he was shot multiple times. He was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where he died. The officer was killed 2 days before he would have turned 31. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.